This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election today to the Joint Parliamentary Committee comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The MPs include BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur, Parshottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCP SP Supriya Sule, among others. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level security meeting in New Delhi today. The meeting will primarily focus on critical security issues with a special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, will also attend the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has hit out at Congress, accusing it of once again trying to create a fake narrative over Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav has sought explanation from the Congress as to why Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru campaigned against Dr. Ambedkar, which led to his defeat. He also criticized the Congress for denying the Bharat Ratna to Dr. Ambedkar for over 40 years and not honoring Dr. Ambedkar in the Central Hall of Parliament. He also sought a reply from the Congress for not understanding, I apologize, for undertaking of substantive efforts to protect or empower OBCs during its tenure and not honoring the Panch Teerth. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed her condolences to the families who lost their lives in a boat accident in Mumbai yesterday. In a social media post, the president also prayed for the swift success of the rescue and the relief operations and a quick recovery of the survivors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed condolence to the families who lost their lives on a boat mishap in Mumbai. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is pained by this shocking news. He prayed for the recovery of injured people. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees would be given to the injured persons. Markets regulator SEBI has extended the suspension of derivatives trading in 7 agricultural commodities, including wheat and moong, till January next year to rein in prices. The other SEBI suspended agricultural commodities are paddy, non-basmati, chana, crude palm oil, mustard seeds and its derivatives, and soybean and its derivatives. Now, the regulator has decided to further prolong the suspension, keeping the trading restrictions in place until January 31, 2025. India marked a historic achievement in wildlife conservation by conducting the first ever Ganges River dolphin tagging in Assam yesterday. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that this is the first tagging for the species, which is a significant milestone, the advancement of Project Dolphin. The Ministry said that the tagging exercise will help in understanding the seasonal and migratory patterns, range, distribution and habitat utilization, particularly in fragmented or disturbed river systems. In a social media post, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, expressed happiness and said that this is a historic milestone for species in India. He said this achievement will deepen the understanding of conserving national aquatic animals. Britain has unveiled a series of measures this week to clamp down on soaring migration figures. The measures include strengthening an independent body to reduce reliance on overseas labour and fasten the return of illegal immigrants to the countries of their origin. Britain's Minister for Migration and Citizenship, Seema Malhotra, said, a strengthened migration advisory committee will play a central role in fixing the country's broken immigration system. The third and final match of the T20 international series between India and West Indies will take place at D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The series is tied at 1-1 with Harmanpreet-led India winning the opener by 49 runs. However, West Indies bounced back in the second match, defeating the host by 9 wickets with 26 balls to spare. After an ODI series whitewash in Australia, India will aim for redemption in the virtual T20I series decider against the Windies women, who are returning to action after the T20 World Cup semi-final exit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.